I was very lucky to have the NSPCC come to the rescue, and they stepped in when I was being subjected to abuse that obviously started so young and I didn't even realise that it was abnormal. The message I want to send is to any kid that's living in fear, of whatever fear that is, that there is help, there is hope. There was no Childline telephone number when I was young. So picking up a phone and having somebody to talk to, and maybe even come to your rescue, didn't exist back then. But the work that the NSPCC do...
Growing up with that, I mean, did it just take the NSPCC stepping in for you to suddenly understand what was so wrong and abhorrent about it?
I think I was sort of 10 to 12 when they stepped in, when it became apparent to the outside world that this abuse was taking place. The crunch is, I was living in fear all the time. And then as soon as I was old enough, you know, that fear became worse than that. Being convinced that I was useless and worthless, I'd never make anything of my life. And that's why I, as an older man, as sort of 15, 16-year-old, I set out to prove him wrong.
So were you taken into care or...?
Supervised care. My father was removed from the domestic situation, wasn't allowed to come near us, and it was that way for about, 4 years.
Horribly unfair. And this is when you're 6 years old?
Yeah, 5, 6. And until I was about 13, 14, and then he was gone. We had my mother decided that she couldn't cope with it anymore. Mm. Kids were old enough to look after themselves. But without the NSPCC, Luke, I'd most likely be in a very different situation today. Yeah. I remember several day trips and weekends away where we'd be taken to, you know, the seaside and, you know, camping trips in the woods and things like that. But just to get us away from the misery of home. And it was enormous fun. A load of kids my age, yeah, all in a similar situation, all breathing a sigh of relief. We lived in fear at home. I remember, you know, whenever my father would come home, we'd hear the gate open and we'd all scatter. Mm. And living in that fear every day is debilitating.
Of course.
It's anathema. If we hadn't had that support, so it could have been a very different situation.